KLO News, I'm Julia Silva. The City of Montreal adopted a new bylaw that will limit short-term rentals during the summer. It is an attempt to address the shortage of affordable housing. Rentals through sites like Airbnb will only be allowed to operate from June to September. During the off-season, Montreal will only permit short-term leases for registered units within a small zone. The city said that over half of available short-term rental units are illegal. Therefore, these changes will enable the availability of roughly 2,000 units for long-term renters. On Tuesday, March 18th, two NASA astronauts who spent 9 months on the International Space Station finally returned to Earth. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams arrived back in their SpaceX capsule, which made a gentle splashdown off the coast of Florida. In June 2024, Wilmore and Williams were sent on a mission that was only meant to last 8 days. However, the spacecraft they used to travel to the ISS, called the Starliner, suffered technical issues. They had to wait until the SpaceX's crew completed its mission before returning to Earth, causing the dramatic extension of their trip. Wilmore and Williams will be taken to the Johnson Space Center in Texas, where they will be checked by medical experts for any health concerns. Early Tuesday morning, Israel launched an extensive series of airstrikes across Gaza during the early hours of the morning, breaching once again the two-month ceasefire that began on January 19. Palestinian health authorities reported that over 400 people were killed in the strikes, including more than 180 children. At least 600 were also injured. This comes as Israel continues to cut electricity and blockade aid from entering the besieged enclave. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released an announcement declaring the resumption of Israel's bombing campaign in Gaza. Israel justified the attacks by saying it is forcing Hamas to release the captives. It also claimed that Hamas was rearming and planning a new attack. Netanyahu said that Tuesday's airstrikes were only the beginning, and that Israel will continue its attacks until it destroys Hamas and frees all the captives. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
Stay tuned to CJLO 1690, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon. For Montreal's most diversified gospel show, Gospel Unlimited. Join Ray, Tanisha, and Curtis as they take you on a musical journey and share stimulating conversations along the way. Don't miss it. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon. Gospel Unlimited.
I'm going to live the way that he wants me to. Do the things that he wants me to do. Spread his name and bless the word. And get down with Jesus. I live the way that he wants me to. Do the things that he wants me to do. Spread his name and bless the word. And get down, I'll get down with Jesus.
The time for glory is before us now. Signs and wonders all around. And in everything we do, exalt the name of the one we choose. Oh, please give him glory. He will glorify you. Oh, please give him glory. He will glorify you. Live each and every day in his presence. Treat your life like it's a gift. Precious Jesus, come Lord, let's magnify him in his presence. Yeah, Lord. There's fullness of joy, and his right hand pleasures evermore. Oh, taste and see. Oh, please give him glory. He will glory. Oh, please give him glory. He will glorify you. Live each and every day in his presence. Treat your life like it's a gift. Precious Jesus, come Lord, let's magnify him. Precious Jesus, won't you come, Lord? Glory, Lord, we magnify his holy name. Brother George,
though some may doubt you,
some may doubt
in your beliefs, and try and tell you just what it is that you need. Though some feel privileged when they say that they've been touched in a special way.
Oh, please give him glory. He will glorify you. Oh, please give him glory. Oh, please give him glory. Please give him glory.
When Jesus says, nobody can say no. When Jesus. CJLO is putting on a show. On Friday, April 4th, join us at Maison Montreal for a show celebrating our brand new folk music programming month, New Roots. With sets by local artists Girl With Dream, Hanako, and Holly McLaughlin, you won't want to miss this night of intimate singer-songwriter performances. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, check out CJLO on Instagram at CJLOMTL and at CJLO.com.
Tune in to the Anatomy of Creepy Music right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Saturday from noon until 2 p.m., where we examine the origins and the evolution of music from the Caribbean.
You're listening to Gospel Unlimited on CJLO 1690 AM. We're about to go into our talk segment, and today we're going to be talking about miracles.
On the highway, every day moving so fast, taking all the wrong ways out. Never saw you coming, stopping me in my tracks, keeping me from the long way down. Doesn't matter just how many times I try, there could only be a single reason why. So tell me. Some will say it's magic, but I know that you did all that. You're the reason, there's no doubt. Doesn't matter just how many times I try, there could only be a single reason why. So tell me.
Just more than timing.
You're listening to Gospel Unlimited on CJLO 1690 AM, and that song was entitled Miracles by Colton Dixon. And we're going to go into a talk segment right now. We're going to talk about miracles. And I guess the big question, gentlemen, is really like, do miracles even happen today? I mean, really, like, when you look at the Bible, right? Like, the Bible has some intense miracles. You know, you've got, Peter walking on water. You have your dad coming back to life. You've got, you know, people being fed with two loaves, you know, a couple loaves of bread and some fish. I mean, those are miracles.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, do miracles even happen today at all?
Sometimes I you know, I'll be we would say the devil's advocate. Sometimes I feel miracles don't happen anymore. That was a thing of the past.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes they do. Sometimes they really do because, okay. When you look over your life and you see some of the situations that you've been through that were supposed to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow you still pull through it.
Yeah.
Those are miracles. You know, some of the little things, like we look for big miracles like parting the sea and all of that, right? Yeah. But just getting here without getting in a car crash is a miracle.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. Okay. So wait. I'm going to let our
prophet,
you know, top up because he always has unique insights take us to a different world,
a different twist.
I believe that every day it's a miracle.
Praise God.
Every day. You can go to bed and wake up, the next day is a miracle.
Okay.
If you can go out to work and come back home safe, it's a miracle. If your children can go to school and come back safe, it's a miracle. Okay. Because there are some kids going out there to school, mm-hmm. and they're not coming back again to their parents.
So let me jump in here. I'm gonna challenge that a little bit. So there is the miracle, and then there's the norm. If I go out every day and come back in, to me, that's the norm. And I mean, that's another day.
You see, the reason why you don't believe that miracle happens mm-hmm. is because of the dispensation we are in.
Okay.
I believe that technology has changed the mind of the people.
Wow.
So we see everything to be technology. We see everything to be something that human being is behind it.
Uh-huh.
But you see, the reason why you make mention of something that the miracles in the Bible is very, underscored is because back then there was not enough technology like we are right now.
Okay. Uh-huh.
If now man can go to the space, it's a miracle.
That introduces a very interesting point then.
Okay.
And I love how you brought it. I knew he always brings in like this like angle. So
we should call him Mr. Twist.
He puts a twist on everything, you know? Okay, so that introduces a very important point. The distinction between what we would call science or technology
mm-hmm.
and what we consider miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's an old saying that, you know, in the old days, you know, what people saw as magic where it was just like science.
Science,
right?
Yeah.
So in our time, man, we've got technology.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's really difficult to distinguish then between technology and a miracle. To your point, I agree. I think maybe miracles are harder to see because we interpret all of those things as technology.
Right. That's right.
You know, mm-hmm. and so I guess the question is, like, if that's the case, why wouldn't people then just turn to technology for miracles? Why would they even need to turn to God? You know,
can I comment?
You're more than welcome to comment.
I believe that in our time, right?
Yeah,
people worship God without knowing that they worship God. Because the scripture...
Explain.
Yeah, that one needs some elaboration.
The scripture says that how can you worship the God you have not seen and hate your brother that you see every day?
Okay.
So my relation to you is a worship to my God.
Okay, so I get that. If I were to simplify that, I would say, okay, how we treat others is an act of worship to
that's
God.
That's right.
Okay, but that's not what you said. I think what I heard was we can worship God without knowing that we're worshiping God. So are you saying in that sense that by treating our brothers well, we're actually worshiping God without knowing it?
Okay, you see, sometimes something happened and somebody might not be a Christian, but you can hear, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
From someone who's not a Christian?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you hear people with, that's
true.
Okay.
They're not a church goer. They're not a church goer.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
But they do believe in God.
Oh, yes.
They're not a church goer.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
But they know that God exists.
Yes. You know what that reminds me of? I don't know if you remember the passage in scripture where I think it was Paul, or who was it? Maybe it was with Jonah. Like Jonah was trying to flee from God and he went on the boat and there was a storm and Jonah's like, hey, just throw him in the water. And so I think like the people on the boat, what did they all do? They all started praying to their God.
That's right.
And then Jonah, when they found Jonah, Jonah's like, actually, it's my God and my God is a real God. And that's why there's a storm. So I think the people, there was a fear of God that people had, even though they may have been worshiping idols, even though they were probably looking to other things at the time. When they realized that, hey, there's one true God, and it's actually Jonah's God that controls the water and the seas, they had a certain fear, you know, about the true God. So to your point, yeah, I think what you're saying, Ray, like people could, even if they don't know who God is and they don't necessarily acknowledge the true God, when they are confronted with a life's experience, an event, they have to give God the glory. You know? See,
you were talking about science, but we should understand when I say that, you see, even the science believe in miracle.
Interesting.
Because let me read this to you. Science focuses on understanding the natural world through observation and experimentation rather than supernatural explanation or miracles.
Okay.
So there are studies to everything going on around us make them believe that there is a superior being or there is a superior force somewhere.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that
they
point,
don't ascribe it or they don't put a name that is God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they believe that there is something.
Yeah.
There's something bigger than the science.
That's right.
And I can testify to that because like working in the hospital for all those years.
Yeah.
Right. I've seen, you know, I worked in ICU for quite a long time. I think I worked in ICU for 14 years in my hospital career there. And I've seen it where the doctors would do everything that they can. You understand? And then after when they see like they hit a wall, they always ask, are you a person of faith? Because this is a time to call on your God.
Really? Wow.
They so always say that. Wow. So although their science
that's
and
right.
they, you know, they believe in their medicine and they believe in that, when all has failed, when their back's up against the wall, they say, this is the time to talk to your God. And I've seen a lot of times when the doctor's throwing the towel, God is eager to flex, to show
the reason is like they don't they call it a superior being.
That's right.
They don't call it call it God.
Yeah.
But they believe that there is something beyond their understanding.
Beyond their ability.
Yeah.
That's
beyond
right.
Their capabilities.
That's right. That's
I guess the question there then is like how do we like do we have to hit the wall before we turn to God, like, you know, how do we change our mindset that we go to God first, you know?
That is the problem because God wants us to call on Him when things are good.
Yeah, yes.
You know, but we always, and I would say I can't talk for everybody, but I can say me. Mm-hmm. I've had a problem where the only time I would be like, oh, well, I got to pray and I got to fast, is when things start falling apart.
Yeah.
So I only see you when things are falling apart.
That's a bad relationship.
That's a bad relationship, you know? So I don't want to be a God. I've seen for the past 10 years, I don't want to be a God user.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to be a God embracer.
Yeah.
Right? I want to embrace God. Embrace Him when things are going good.
Yeah.
That when things are going bad, I can just, we can call it relax and chill. So yeah. I call it a chillax.
I think, so
we have to, and that's the time when you need to work on building that intimate relationship that I keep on talking about all the time. We need as individuals to have that intimate relationship. You agree with me there?
I agree with you. Yeah. But a lot of times you ask this question, that something has to happen before, you know, we believe that there is God or we approach God, because human being in our nature, we take things for granted.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, it takes something to put your mind on. You see, like every day we wake up, we go, we come back, we are breathing.
Yeah.
And we're taking it for granted.
Take for granted.
Until one day we wake up and we find it hard to breathe.
Yeah.
And we say, oh my God.
Yeah.
So this is the issue. Why? You see, we, the wealth right now is focusing our mind on material things.
Yeah.
If you observe back then, our parents, our grandparents, they try to put our mind on a superior being. Even if you don't believe in God, they would tell you that, you know, nature is real. They would tell you that, you see, there is a God somewhere. They would tell you that when you put this together, you'll get this. But nowadays, it's just iPhone 16.
Right, I want to go back to what you were saying, and you know, that's so true, like the idea of like cultivating that discipline and that relationship when things are good, you know,
when things
and
are good.
Hardship will still come, but in hardship at least you have a good foundation to work with.
That's it.
And you could increase the intensity of your service and like worship of God, but it doesn't have to, you don't have to feel like you're, to your point, like, you know, nobody wants a friend that only calls when they need something.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, like, but we treat God like that.
And the other thing too that I realize is if I have a friend and I'm bending over backwards for that friend, I'm providing what that friend needs.
Yeah.
Before they even ask, before they even know that they have a problem, right? And I'm doing all this for that friend, right? Putting myself in how I treat God, it's like all God wants is for us to say, I see you, I appreciate you. But we don't do that.
Yeah, we don't even say thank you.
We don't even say thank you. And even if we say thank you, it's not a genuine thank you.
Yeah.
You understand? So, looking at, if I have a friend and the friend treats me like that, I'll feel hurt.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I think we hurt God, because at the end of the day, God doesn't need us. We need God.
Yeah.
And I find a lot of times that I look at myself and I'm like, God, you favored me so much. And I don't even say thank you. And sometimes I just have to stop. Sometimes, like, early in the morning, I just stop and I say, wow, I made another day.
Yeah.
I have a wife that I've been married to for 38 years.
Congratulations.
You understand? Yeah. I have a 38-year-old son and a 36-year-old daughter, right? I have a 9 and a 10-year-old grandkids, a 9-year-old grandson and a 10-year-old granddaughter, right? I am blessed.
Yeah.
A lot of people have not gotten what, you know. Forget about the materials blessings, the cars and the house and the land that I own. That's nothing.
Yeah, that doesn't compare to.
You know, that is just icing on the cake, right? The cake is my relationship with God.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I am so focused on the icing.
Yeah.
That I forget about the cake.
I feel that's what the prophet was saying, right? Like, we get distracted We get distracted by the, yeah. the physical things around us.
Yeah.
And we lose track, to your point, of like the connection that we have with God.
Yeah.
It actually reminds me of a term that my close friend used recently, which is like emotional intimacy. There's emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
And there's emotional intimacy,
intimacy.
You know? And we need to have that type of intimacy with God and That's with it. Like the people in our lives.
I think what we're talking about boils down to maturity.
Yeah.
You see, maturity.
Are you referring to like spiritual maturity or intellectual
maturity? Both sides.
Okay.
Because if you are mature in all your ways, you will come to understand that relationship is two ways.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you want to have relationship with God, it cannot be only on the one side.
Yeah, there's give and take, you see.
So for example, people that don't really care, as Ray is saying, that they have family, they have this, they are not mature enough to understand it from that angle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, that's why God, Jesus Christ, gave the teachers, the pastors, the evangelists, the mm-hmm. apostles, the prophet, mm-hmm. so that the church can come to a place of maturity in unity of faith.
Okay.
Because when you are mature, the reason why you are saying the miracles, mm-hmm. you know, does
yeah,
not
yeah.
as
it's a norm.
Know, yes, it's because of our maturity.
Okay.
Yesterday I was preaching and I gave the congregation this analogy.
Mm-hmm.
I said the latest iPhone is iPhone 16, right?
Okay.
But iPhone 16, they told me. The congregation told me it's about $2,000, $3,000.
Yeah, that takes faith. I think it's a miracle. I'm going to need a miracle to get a phone like that.
Is it, listen to this. And I said, you know, this iPhone 16, that costs about $3,000, you know. But if you want an iPhone 16 that has more memory, it will cost beyond $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
The regular one is $3,000, as you guys are saying. But if I want an iPhone with the terabyte memory, it will go $4,000, $5,000.
Computer.
And I told the church that, you see, the more the memory, the more the capacity, the more it is expensive.
Yeah, the more it costs.
We got to understand that if we don't acquire knowledge,
mm-hmm.
you know, we are going to be like any other person. That's why everything has become the norm. But when we begin to have more knowledge, if our memory, our capacity is heavy, then we will begin to see beyond. We become expensive.
Mm.
When you open your mouth, you give life. You change life. You
mm-hmm.
you see, when you have friends, you understand what is miracle. As I'm saying, because of my knowledge, I've come to believe that every day is a day of miracle for mm-hmm. me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's break this down then to like, I hear that every day is a miracle.
Am I twisting it?
No. I hear every day is a miracle, but I'm not, I have to be honest, I'm not fully persuaded. And I'm speaking from the position of the devil's advocate. I mean, I believe God works, but when I wake up, I go to school, I go to work, I eat. Mm-hmm. To me, that is, I'm speaking as the average person. That is the norm. You
so
know what
who
saying?
Give you that bread to breathe? Is it the science? What?
So,
what?
I understand. I understand that reasoning and that argument, but it's not persuasive enough. Because, listen, the world sees miracle as the dead man getting up on his feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
the world sees
yes.
miracle as person who's sick being restored. The world sees miracle as, you know, someone who's trapped being delivered. So,
that's what
let's
I'm
talk
about
that.
Maturity,
let's talk about
maturity,
that.
Maturity.
Yeah, but the thing is that miracles still do exist, right?
Okay.
When you put in a situation,
okay,
right? Miracles still do exist, and the way miracles exist now
mm-hmm.
is by what? It's by our faith in God.
Okay.
When the woman touched the hem of God's garment,
mm-hmm.
right? When he touched Jesus, when she touched, he said, "Somebody touched me." And his disciples was like, "You're surrounded by people. Everybody's touching you." But he knew someone touched him by the faith. And this is the thing. This is the sweet part of our walk with the Lord.
Curtis,
yes, sir.
We have to, according to what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
that everyday life is not a miracle.
Yeah.
We have to define what is a miracle.
Okay.
I guess we
should have started there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. To me, a miracle is a break from the norm, which is why I'm saying every day.
Okay.
That's just a norm, right?
Okay.
To me, a miracle is defies the laws of gravity.
Okay.
Yes,
you know, like,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Gravity exists. Okay. If a man is flying, okay, that's a miracle. He's going against the laws of gravity.
Let me define what is a miracle.
Okay.
Miracle is everything that is beyond human ability.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Oh, wow. I didn't see it
so
that
even,
way.
So even life then is beyond
Yeah, that's right. You see right there.
The human body.
You got me. I'm persuaded now.
The human body is a miracle because although
they know this and they know that, they don't know it completely.
You know, so that is what's going on. It's, you know, what defines what a miracle is, you know. Okay, we got somebody on the line. Yeah.
Pete?
You have to push them up.
Pete?
Yeah, you have to hang up.
Pete?
Okay, we had Pete on the line. He's supposed to be there. Well, talk, since you're there, talk.
Tell us how it is, Pete.
Miracles in biblical terms. As Christians, we look at it that way. But I'm telling you, in my daily life, there are miracles that are happening that we don't recognize them as miracles.
All right.
You understand?
Yeah. There
are things that are happening in our lives. Like you guys mentioned before, we take it for granted.
Uh-huh.
Our daily life.
Mm.
You know, I experienced something. I've been experiencing a few things. I'm involved with a church right now.
Right.
And before
Saint
my life.
St. Paul's, right?
Business. St. Paul's, yes. Yeah. Business. But things were happening in my life at work. But, you know, I figured, I found a solution to this. I went in the computer. It's helped me solve this problem. But I'm away from computers right now.
Okay.
And I remember we had a delivery for a unit that came to the church. And the guy from who delivered just dropped it in front of the door and left. And I got the call that there's this big thing sitting in front of the church. There's nobody to bring it in the church. And then I went to the church. And like I said, I'm not thinking only of it as the biblical way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying to myself, Lord, how am I going to get this unit in the basement, because I'm the only one there. I don't know anybody to call. It's early in the morning, whatever time it was. And then I turned my back, and I was thinking of something, you know. And then when I turned back, somebody touched me on my shoulder.
Hmm. Wow.
I said, Pete, I came to pay for my parking. Where this guy came from, to this day, I don't know.
Wow.
So I said to him, well, boy, you're a miracle and a godsend.
Mm-hmm.
Let me bring this thing in the basement. So I think from my experience of late, you know, it's like now I'm paying more attention to life away from my working life.
Yeah.
I think we have to stop looking at miracles in biblical terms, the parting of the sea and Jesus cure, you know, and the loaves and 12 fishes. But I'm telling you, miracles are happening, but we don't, some of us don't see it or pay attention to it.
We don't acknowledge it.
Yeah. Technology does not solve miracles. Technology helps us solve solutions and problems.
Right. So, Pete, I think I'm hearing two things there. I think one thing is that I'm hearing is that miracles are there, but we need to change our perspective.
No, but we don't. We're not in recognition of it.
Right. So on that second point, then, how do we change? How do we alter our lives to be able to recognize miracles? Like, is it changes in the mind or?
You don't alter your life.
Okay.
Miracles are going to happen in your life.
So how do we recognize miracles in our lives then?
I just give you an example.
Well, you gave me an example of a miracle, but you had to be in a place where you're able to recognize it. It's like a circular argument.
Can I come in?
Okay.
Listen, we had a function of the church.
Right.
And the plumbing wasn't working. Now, I did plumbing many years ago when I started my life, you know? And I called around. I could not get a plumber, Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Had to change and fix a sink, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I haven't done that in God knows how long. And I'm saying to myself, well, how do I solve this thing? But then I said to myself, Peach, you're in the house of God, you know, in God's house. And I just said, you know, let me start thinking. I went under the sink. I started observing things, how it was put together. Mm-hmm. And I went to the store and I bought whatever was necessary and I changed the sink. To me, that's a, you know, the miracle happened. For me,
that's it.
Because I had no concept. Well, I knew plumbing. I did plumbing, like I said, plumbing and pipe fitting.
Uh-huh.
I never changed a thing in my life. But just by concentrating, meditating, and saying, you know, a little prayer, I found a solution to the thing. So to me, I look at that as a miracle.
Pete, okay. Thank you so much for calling in. For any listeners that want to call us as well, our studio number is 514-848-7471. That's 514-848-7471. And Pete, thank you for calling in, for sharing.
I appreciate it. I sat down long. I'm supposed to be going to the supermarket. I'm here listening to you guys. Very interesting stuff. Keep it going.
Awesome. All right. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Have a good day.
Bye. You see, Curtis? Can I talk, Curtis?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. You see, at some point, what Pete is saying, mm-hmm. there's a part that is not a miracle.
Okay.
You see, you can have very important things in your house.
Mm-hmm.
That they are very precious.
Mm-hmm.
You keep it well.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime your baby or your child mm-hmm. come closer, they think it's a toy.
Okay.
We are talking about maturity here.
Yeah.
You see how I define what is miracle?
So define the miracle again. You said it was something that human beings cannot do.
Everything
right?
that is beyond the ability of human being.
Okay.
So for example, Pete.
That means that we're surrounded by miracles.
Now you are getting it.
That's it.
We're surrounded by miracles.
That's what I'm saying. Every day.
We don't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Because we don't understand it. Like what Pete is saying, he has to fix his sink.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, he got some inspiration to fix it. This mm-hmm. is not miracle.
Okay.
This is not beyond human ability.
Oh, because it was in his ability.
Yes.
He just maybe reached down. But I think the miracle in Pete's scenario is the realization. And no, not necessarily the realization that he's able to fix it, but the fact that in spite of his limitations, both because his knowledge was limited, his experience was limited, he was still able to bring about a
God was
good
able
outcome,
to still guide
right?
him.
So there's still, I think there's still a hint.
It's not a miracle
there.
Because okay. now when you understand the human being,
okay.
right, your ability, human being, we don't know how we are created. We
okay.
don't know what we carry
okay.
until you come face to face with an issue.
Okay.
When you come face to face with an issue and you have maturity, you got mm-hmm. to know or you come to believe
mm-hmm.
that you are more than you think you are.
Okay.
Because we are created to solve issues and problems.
So, but I think there's a hint of contradiction there, right? Because
okay.
in one sense, we're saying that miracles are what human beings cannot do. That is beyond them. But at the same time, I'm also hearing that human beings don't even know their limits.
Mm-hmm.
And inside of them is potential that they didn't even. So I guess the question is, where is the line between human potential and ability
mm-hmm.
and where the miracle begins, right? Because I think.
That's right.
I think in a
That's
sense, right. like human beings, we may not even be able to identify that distinction mm-hmm. between what we're able to mm-hmm. do and what God is doing.
That's right.
So let's just give it all to God. How about that?
but something that I was getting to was that our fate. You see, our fate in God.
Fate. Yeah.
The fate in God is a powerful thing, because when we have just fate in ourselves and fate in man, right? Mm. That's the limitation. Right?
That is the limitation.
If we can
yeah.
trust in man, that's yeah. the limitation.
Yeah.
And I don't remember where in the Bible it was talking about.
Do not trust in like horses and.
No, not that. Cows. I was. It's about fate. There's a part that it talks about when a child, if a child
mm-hmm.
is the king,
mm-hmm.
and he's
the people suffer.
No, okay. If a child is a king. And he's under stewardship,
mm-hmm.
oh, yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he
okay.
is a child,
mm-hmm.
so he's under stewardship. He's under stewardship from you know the person who's responsible for him
yeah.
until he reaches the mature age
yeah.
that the father has said, "Well, you're mature enough that now you own the kingdom."
Yeah.
So before he owns the kingdom, although he's the king,
mm-hmm.
he's the equivalent of a slave,
okay.
because he's under stewardship.
Yeah.
Right when. That child reaches a mature age,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's able to have the whole kingdom. He's responsible enough. He's able to have the whole kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are in bondage by the laws.
Okay.
Okay? And
when these are the laws that God has put in place.
Yeah,
yeah.
The laws that God. But then after, when we reach to maturity, it comes, then we start living by faith, not only by the law. So then we are freed from the bondage of the laws.
We're free from the limitations of the laws.
Yeah.
But you know, I love something that you said, Ray, that the distinction is actually between, may actually be between where we place our faith.
Yes.
You know, if our faith is in human ability, then that's not a miracle. But no. even the most common thing, if we are, our faith is like, let's say waking up every day,
yeah.
if we're thanking God that he wakes up every day,
yeah.
then we're acknowledging and registering that as a miracle, right? Because we're putting our faith in the power of God, even though it's done through the human body, but the reality is that we don't even control the human body.
That's
right.
It.
There's very little in this world that we control. Let's be honest, right?
To be honest with you, I love that you said that. I was observing that we really are not in control
of anything.
Anything.
We're
not
all.
Even think about it, right?
Yeah.
We are not in control of anything. We are not really in control of our children, because our children could be.
They have free will.
they have their free will, right? We have to persuade them, you know, we have to put them into. We're not in control of our spouses,
yeah.
right? We're not in control of our coworkers. Mm-hmm. We're not in control of, we fool ourselves to think that, okay, well, I vote for this party and I vote for that party.
Yeah.
We're not in control of our government.
Yeah.
We're not even in control.
We're not even in control of our cars when we drive down the street.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
there's so many.
We think that we are. Yeah. We're not even. It's a struggle to even be in control of ourselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Think about it. Right? I struggle with my weight. A lot of people struggle with different things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, the only thing that is in control of anything is when we surrender ourselves to God.
Yeah.
We have to lose control to get control.
Mm-hmm.
When we surrender ourselves to God and God is, the Holy Spirit is able to dwell in us,
mm-hmm.
then the Holy Spirit can control us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still not in control.
Yeah.
So the power to really get the fullness, like, you know, Philip was talking about the iPhone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I always bring up that, okay, well, you have an iPhone 16, you say, right? The iPhone 16, if you have the iPhone 16, which is the most 3,000, 4,000, it has the memory in this, mm-hmm. and you just use it as a phone to receive calls and send out texts, you're not using it to its fullness of its ability.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with us.
Mm-hmm.
As a human being, God created us.
Okay.
And if we don't trust in the Creator, we're not using ourselves.
We're not maximizing the full
potential.
Yeah.
So it's by the faith that we have in God that mm-hmm. allows us to use the full potential.
Wow, that's really
we
good.
Need to use the full potential,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
They said that how the ability of the human brain
is like
10%
we're using.
Less than that,
wow,
right?
Okay.
I have the power, mm-hmm. right, to be able to look at that candle and raise it with just my mind.
Oh,
right?
That's power.
We have that brain power, but we don't use it. You understand?
Yeah.
We have that power to be able to move things with just our mind, but mm-hmm. we don't use it. So we really at the, you know, so what now if someone is connected to God and they use that power and someone does that and they move it with their mind,
we're freaking out.
Oh, wow, that's a miracle, yeah. right? But they're just using the power that all of us have.
Nice. Pastor, you want to jump in?
Yes, I want to jump in. Ray is bringing in faith.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have faith or don't have faith, miracles still works.
Yes.
Now, when you have faith, you see it from a different angle, right?
Mm.
That when you have faith,
that's a really good insight.
You
actually
see it from the angle of God.
Just to pause there, like what you're saying is that like miracles can still happen outside of your faith, whether you believe or not.
Still
it doesn't change.
Who created your heart?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Those that are not believing in God, they mm-hmm. still have heart.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who created it?
Yeah.
How does it function? Miracle is still happening even
yeah.
they don't believe
have
in
no
God.
Yeah,
but when
true.
We have faith,
yeah.
we see it from the angle of God.
Yeah, good point.
That everything mm. is
yeah.
of God.
Yeah.
So the one that's saying, I don't care about your God,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever is happening that is beyond their human ability, it's miracle, but their mind is not there because they don't have that faith we are talking about.
And I think what you were saying, Ray, as well, is that like faith is what goes from, takes us from human ability to maximum potential in God, right?
Yes.
That's really interesting. Gentlemen, I have one last question before we wrap up. And like, if I wanted to see like some supernatural miracles, I mean, is that still possible? I mean, it sounds like, Ray, like, you know, lifting up the pencil with your mind is still possible.
It is.
But, it is possible.
But how would, how, as a believer, let's say, let's bring, make it very practical. There are a lot of people who are sick, a lot of people who are suffering addictions, like, and they want to see a miracle in their lives. Like, how do they achieve that? How do they bring that about?
All right. You have to understand that everything God creates to benefit man is ruled by law and system.
Okay.
You got to understand everything you want to attain in life or you want to manifest on this earth without understanding the law that governs it and how it works, you can't benefit from it. So miracles also has a law that governs it.
Okay.
And until you come to understand and know how it works, it will not benefit you.
Interesting. Okay.
So a lot of people, I'm a pastor. A lot of people come to me. Let's say yesterday, a lady was not feeling well at church. Right? And God showed. The lady said that it's been 2 years that she's having this.
Okay.
Okay. She came up front and I did not do much. I said, woman, tap that place 3 times. Put it forward. I pray, I said, thank you. The angel just touched you. And I told the lady that you are going to feel heat. That is going to be the sign of your healing. The lady said, I'm feeling the heat. Now, what makes me different from this lady? This is a miracle right there.
Yeah.
It's because I understand the laws and the rules of engagement.
Okay.
To what? To provoke what we call that miracle.
Okay.
If, for example, you don't understand the law that governs driving and you just want to pick up a car or buy a car to drive, you are going to be in danger. You either die or have an accident. This is what is happening to the people around us. We want to do things that we don't want to understand the law that governs it and the rules of engagement. So until you come to a place that you can see miracle or what you wish to happen, you have to go and seek knowledge of the laws and the rules of engagement that govern what you want to see.
Oh, that's deep.
That's a very deep.
Jesus help us. You opened my eyes. That's deep.
That was deep.
That's deep.
I don't know. How do people get healed? Did you hear it? They need to know the rules, but how do people get healed?
Okay. People, again, by faith.
By faith, okay.
With the healing, one of the
things. So that's one of the rules of engagement.
It's by faith.
Okay.
And the other thing too is by a lot of times we would be like, okay, well, I heard this guy said this, you know, that he was a pastor. He was on it popped up on Facebook. He was like someone who was an ex-pastor, and he gave up on the whole faith of God, and he was saying that how, you know, there's always a loophole in this Christian thing about if we prayed for something, it happened, and it was a miracle. If it didn't happen, then it wasn't God's will, and blah, blah, blah.
True. I mean, that sounds like a reasonable argument.
You know, and that was that. But the thing is that although we would be praying for someone, we would be praying for a miracle to happen, that someone would not have cancer anymore, or the Alzheimer's is going to go away, or whatever, right? The thing is that we really need to know, as we said before, that we are not in control.
Yeah.
And we can ask God and we can have faith, but God has the final say.
And let me step in.
When we trust in him and he has the final say, you know, we know without a shadow of a doubt, he would not give us more than we can bear.
Yeah.
He would not put us in situations that we can't go through.
Yeah.
Once we put our trust in him.
He has the final say.
He has the final
say. Pastor, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to wrap up. Final thought.
Okay, like Ray was talking about, one of the rules of engagement when faith. It comes to miracle is faith.
Yeah.
But one of the major rules of engagement is the mind.
Okay.
You can have faith, but still you cannot see that miracle. Mm-hmm. Because the Bible says that as a man thinketh, so he is.
Yeah.
So if you have whatever faith and you're thinking negative already, miracle can happen.
Yeah.
So the mind is also one of the key.
So the mind has to be aligned with faith.
Yeah, so I want to that's God. Right. Yeah. So when we are talking about miracle, we have rules of engagement. Mm-hmm. I have many people that come to me. Ray, you know that I do, this miracle thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the first thing I do is to make sure I put their mind in the right state.
Yeah.
Because if not, forget about my prayer.
Yeah.
Forget about my screaming. Yeah. Forget about my direction.
Yeah.
Because as the man thinketh, so he is. So if you're thinking that this disease will never leave you or will kill you, I have no say. God cannot help you.
That's so true. In fact, James speaks of that, right? Like praying with doubt, you know? Guys, gentlemen, thank you so much for the conversation today. We're going to wrap up. I'm going to say a quick prayer, and then we're going to close it out. Ray, do you want to say a final comment?
I just want Philip to make one of the plugs for for the family day, we didn't get a chance to talk about
ahead,
that.
Phil.
We are having a family day tomorrow at 11:30 at the Acts Ministry.
Okay, 9850 Roosevelt,
and it's a time that we give away.
Nice.
We have a lot of things. We have shoes, clothes. We have body stuff for women, for men. Spray. We are giving away a lot. We have food. We have. We want to just help those in our community that needs help.
Because do you need to bring anything? Or
no, you don't bring anything. Yeah. You just show up.
Show up and receive.
Oh. I like the sound of that. Bring a bag? Is that everything? I'll bring two, actually, for this.
Yeah, and it's 9850 Roosevelt. That's where we are.
And what time?
11:30. We are there.
Okay.
And we have also people coming from the corporate world to impart us knowledge of how to advance, you know, in this place we are. Talking about Canada, the system. Mm-hmm. You see, we were talking about knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what you don't know cannot help you. God bless you.
Gentlemen. Let's
sign
out.
Situations like how to get a house and all of that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to Gospel Living at CJ Low 1690 AM. I see Gordon at the door. He's ready to get the party started.
Gordon Weeks is in the house.